Play the theme song. The official You, Me, Them, Everybody theme song, everybody. Thank you, Ian Graham from the great band Blues Traveler. He'll be here all night. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Brandon Weatherby. We're going to do a talk show. There's four lovely individuals sitting not 5 feet from me. Is this going to be a comedy show? I'm not going to talk to you. Don't worry. I'm going to talk about you and stare that way. They said, this is a comedy show or is it a band? I go, I don't know. We're going to figure it out. We have no idea what we're going to do. Guys, we fly by the seat of our pants. We take a big note out of the Tonight Show book. We're big fans of Jay Leno. He wore denim. We're big fans of Jimmy Fallon. You guys like Jimmy Fallon? We play games. You like games? We're not doing any of that. I don't give a shit what you like. I have a lovely wife. She's the best wife because she's my wife. That's how that works out. I'm not pandering. Just wait. She's like, well, did you ever want to host the Tonight Show? I'm like, of course I want. I'm doing a fucking show in a bar with suburban lights behind me. Of course I want to host the Tonight Show. She goes, have you ever liked the Tonight Show? I go, no, it's a horrible fucking show. It's been a horrible show for 70 years. It's always been bad. Why do I want to do that? Why do we fucking care? Why would I want to be on SNL? SNL's comedy is based on one Canadian guy. That's it. And then for 5 years, it was Dick Ebersol, who was friends with Kiss. So it's either you're friends with Gene Simmons or you'd like Coke and cocaine. Coke and cocaine. Jesus. I said Canada. Oh, man, I meant to say Canada. I'm not feeling well, guys. I'm not feeling well. We have one of my dear friends was on the show. His name is Adam. That light works, thank God. Okay. And he's looking at me, and he's asking me why I'm drinking screwdrivers, and it's because I'm sick. And I think because I'm sick, the orange juice will work. It's magic. It's not work. I'm going to drink it all. Don't worry. This lady in the boots, in the Han Solo boots, is not having a good time. There's only an hour until the band plays. You're going to have a fantastic hour. We're going to do a lot of fun things. I'm going to South by Southwest. I've never heard more hatred for a place I'm going to than ever before. Here's the thing about South by Southwest. It's a place. It's no different than anything. It's like food or sex or air. If it's shitty, polluted air, it's bad for you. But if it's not, it's okay. And that's not a bad thing. It's like sex. It's like, am I going to be like an R. Kelly 13-year-old girl in the sex thing or an adult that likes to be there? Don't hate me because I'm going to South by Southwest. Guys, I don't give a shit about whatever Doritos is playing in the Doritos stage with the Taco Locos. It doesn't matter. What matters is I'm going to go hang out with my metalhead friends and miss every single show. By the way, if you're listening to this and you're currently at South by Southwest, I will sell you my badge for half of whatever it costs. I don't know. I'm part of the press. The press doesn't pay for shit. I'm very powerful. The Tonight Show with Jay Leno was a very important show. It was pretty much, it made me who I am. I was a genuine fan of Arsenio Hall. A genuine fan. Not making a fib and or a joke. Genuine fan. I was part of the Dog Pound. I remember Shaquille O'Neal's first musical appearance ever on late night television. It was to promote the album Shaq Diesel, which I owned, second CD I ever bought, on the Arsenio Hall show. Last night, Kanye West was on the show. I'm fucking fans of Arsenio Hall again. Guys, this has no point. Nothing does, but we're going to have a fantastic time. I'm drinking screwdrivers like I'm a member of the band Filter. Ladies, do you know what the band Filter is? You're very young. This is not like a hip South by Southwest band thing. Do you know who Filter is? They sang a song about pictures and blowing your head off. I do remember that stuff. I'm older than you. I'm very old. I remember that Richard Patrick went to rehab because he drank too many screwdrivers and dated Darcy from the band The Smashing Pumpkins. No matter what I'm doing, it's better than the band Filter, and those guys are millionaires. So with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Ian Graham of the fantastic band Blues Traveler. Perfect. Perfect. Couldn't have been better. Perfect. Ian Graham from Blues Traveler's side project is Lenorable. They play original music. Blues Traveler is still touring the country, playing their covers that everyone loves. Blues Traveler, check it out. Season 7 of Roseanne, everybody. That's going to be the jam of the summer. Calling it now, the only theme of Roseanne with lyrics will be the song we're all humming by November. That's going to be the Blurred Lines of 2014. It's going to be a very fun time. He just played New York City. He got stuck in the snow and had to sleep in Delaware. Guys, we're living our dreams. That's what dreams are about. Speaking of living our dreams, our first guest of the evening is the head of Story League. And not only is he living his dream, he's letting other people live their dreams by saying horrible things that happen to them in hopefully a funny manner. Is that fair to say? Well, we're going to talk about that. Ladies and gentlemen, you ready to play him on? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for S.E.M. Shrake from Story League, everybody. There has never been a more appropriate house band for the way both Scott and I feel and are
look.
Talking.
And look.
And look. Yeah. Why are you wearing two hats right now?
One of them's too small, the one on top, so this one fits down, but this one's like a little chapeau on top of my...
Why don't you just wear the one hat, period?
Just this one? Because it's too... It looks dumb, doesn't it?
No, it looks much more sensible to wear two hats. That doesn't look dumb at all.
Do you guys like it?
Yes!
Do I like you? Yes, by the way.
You've never said that about an audience before.
I love audiences now. I'm a new person. Last time we talked, I was in a very bad mood, I think, in my apartment.
Yes.
On your little one-to-one or one-on-one. Yes, yeah, stop it.
Don't censor my artists, okay? He comes here from all the way from wherever Blues Traveler's from, and he sets up this gear, and then you're telling him to silence his feedback
in
the middle of an interview?
He's good.
How dare you? So, you asked me to do the show.
Yeah, I did, because I want to just... You put down that we were going to do a... I was going to do a talk. Come on. Does that sound right? Does that sound like you want to hear? No. I want to have a little conversation, just a short one, and just tell you about...
That's a talk. We're talking.
No, to give a...
No one said that. I didn't say...
Oh.
With a TED Talk.
Oh, I thought it was like me giving a talk.
Do you want to give a talk?
No.
Perfect. Let's not do that.
I want you to interrupt me 1,000 times.
Done.
And misunderstand everything I say. And then keep interrupting me. It's all right. It's all right. We're good like that.
The audience, as of right now, likes me more than you.
They do. I know. That's
that's
a shame.
But that might change, and most likely will.
That's a shame. All right, so how many of you, and I never ask this because I don't give a shit, really, but tonight I want to know.
Once again, you don't need to berate them before you ask the question.
I'm not.
Okay.
It's not them. This crowd, I want to know. How many of you have been to a storytelling show, a la The Moth or Speakeasy?
Probably like 20% of the room.
All right. How many of you have been to a stand-up show besides this? Do you see the difference? And people have always asked me since I started Story League, which started as a moth-esque storytelling thing, what's the difference between stand-up and storytelling? And I think the question is wrong now. I think we should be asking, what do they have in common? Because I think, here's my main question to you, do you like laughing?
No.
Do you wish you were laughing right now? How would you like it if Brandon had me on like he used to do and I like told a 10 fucking minute thing about with no laughs or maybe a few sprinkled through like something that happened to me like sharing something from my life. Do you want that?
No.
Hell no. Yeah, he's like yes.
Yeah, sometimes all things like, in moderation.
He's like I don't want to be in my life anymore. I want to be inside your therapy session. No. No. So, what I want to do, so previously, I'm taking over. Previously, we've had like a smorgasbord of people, like a mélange, if you will. Mostly ordinary people, but then people like me, special people. Comedians.
Actors, writers.
Writers. I would like it with our new focus, which is only funny stories, 7-minute funny stories. I would like it if stand-up comedians and storytellers and ordinary people, normal people, could meet in the middle with something that's not intimidating. Young woman. If I said to you, like, get up here and do stand-up, come on. Like, if I put a gun, I'd have to put a gun to
you. Why are you threatening people?
I'm not. Okay, so answer me. So would you like to,
I have a gun. Answer me.
Do you want to do stand-up right now?
No. If there was whiskey.
If there's whiskey. Do you know any funny stories?
Of course.
You see? So it's too intimidating.
For the listener at home, she said, of course.
She said, of course. Oh, you're so
audio
so
podcast.
Yeah,
audio podcast.
I knew you would say that. Whenever I do American Sign Language, he's like, audio podcast. Fuck you, man. They can hear me signing. So that's... What I'd like to do is bring together the stand-up and story communities because stand-ups need to learn the arc of a story and just tell one. They always want to do like shotgun, like buckshot. And storytellers need to put
for the sign language listener at home. He did a jack-off motion, which is shotgun.
No, that's a musket.
Shotgun musket jack-off.
And the storytellers need to learn how to put more jokes in their stories. So that's where we're going to go with that.
Are you afraid you're going to lose your crowd? Because for the people
not
that,
the crowd. We're going to gain a crowd. We're going to lose some of the people who have been telling stories because they
let's name names. Who's
well, we're not
going to
come
name
back? Names. We're losing the crowd a lot. So
3 minutes ago, buddy.
20 minutes ago?
Three. I did okay. Natalie did great.
Natalie and Jen were great.
Yeah, the people that weren't recording
your
for the
opening
podcast.
Took forever.
It took 4 minutes.
Like,
it took 4 minutes,
Christ.
Buddy.
That was a long 4 minutes, man. So that's what we're going to try and do. We also have instituted this thing because, like, who's heard of the Moth? Okay. Name me the person who won the most recent Moth Grand Slam.
Very good point.
Oh,
no
I'm,
one.
I'm
no
sorry.
One knows.
I'm sorry. Oh. Name me the biggest star in storytelling.
Yeah, that's David
different.
Sedaris.
That's different. He's an author who reads out of his fucking books, which...
So reading is not storytelling.
No.
Okay. I think you have very, very, very valid points.
Okay. So, but I want it to be about... So if you guys were going to come up here or do what these people do, you would want recognition for it, right? So that's what we're trying to do, too. So the people who win the contest are now known as, and this is kind of stupid, but they're known as stars. And then the people who go on and win the tournament are superstars. And then if you reach certain criteria, you become a legend. And of course it's tongue-in-cheek, but it's just shining a light on what we're talking about.
I think it's a great idea, and I wish okay. you the best of luck. And if people are interested, you actually have a podcast, so people could listen to this.
We have a podcast. We also have membership, and I want to give one away. It's a $20 value.
Okay.
Who wants... the membership includes discounts and stuff, but also these punch cards, which I have in my pocket. And if you come to 5 shows, you get to judge one of the competitions. Woo!
So give it to her. She wooed you.
Who?
That lovely woman right by the bar.
Which lovely woman?
The one that just rose her hand.
Get it? Yeah, baby.
You know what's great about you? Every single time I see you, you sound more and more like a snake oil salesman.
Yeah.
It's just a really refreshing thing to
well,
see
Well, I got
in this
really
city.
Depressed with storytelling because it's so dumb that I wanted to... Then over Christmas, I got like inspired again.
Good.
You guys, one last thing.
Go ahead.
Back in the 80s, before you
They
were
don't
born,
know who Filter
before
is.
Before you were born. Way before, when you were just a glint in your father's drunken bloodshot eye. Late 80s. Am I wrong? No. There was a magazine called Spy Magazine. Has anyone heard of it?
Yeah.
A couple people? And they had a series by this writer named Joe Queenan, and it was called Admit It, It Sucks. And he only got... Because the magazine folded, so he only got to do 2. And the first one was Admit It, It Sucks, Jazz. And the second one... You got me, Ian? And the second one was The Greengrocer, like your bodega. But I would add a couple to the series. First being Guess, it begins with an I, and it's not Islam.
Improv?
Admitted it sucks. Improv. Admitted it sucks. Storytelling the way it's been done.
Okay.
It's fucking boring, and I'm sick of it. So that's my manifesto.
I do like that you're shooting yourself in the foot. I'm not joking.
I'm not, because when you said earlier, are you going to lose your... We're not going to lose the audience. I think we're going to gain an audience because the shows are going to be ultra funny. And I think we're going to lose some people who wanted to get up there and talk. You can still tell the story about your mother dying of cancer, but it has to be funny now.
You make it like a Roseanne episode. Everybody loves Roseanne.
Everybody loves Roseanne and her whole family.
Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Okay.
Not that you need any help, but he will be at Ustream Music Hall on Friday. That show will sell out in advance. Everything
yes.
he does sells out in advance. That's not blown smoke up his ass.
Please.
So it's get your true. Tickets now, because it's a seated show at U Street.
Yeah.
So it's not that big of a capacity. It's
150
like one,
seats.
Yeah, 150 versus like 50. You're at Black Cat, that's 600.
Yeah,
you're
600,000.
You're at Busboys, that's
100.
Same, and it's also on a weekday, and now you're on a Friday.
You've got a good crowd here. Give yourselves a hand, crowd. I love you. I'm starting to warm up to you, and now I have to go.
Not that you need help, but best of luck
Thank you,
to
sir.
Everything.
Let's follow, shake our sick hands.
Follow Story League on Twitter, @StoryLeague, and go to the website. Everything's there. And listen to the podcast if you like what you've heard.
Which, by the way, one of the upcoming acts tonight is on the next one. And I'm telling you, it's fucking great. It's the greatest thing. It's not just joke, 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 which is fine. It's like one long, funny bit that's a story.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the delightful
thank
Mr.
You.
S.M. Thank Shrake,
you, thank
everybody.
You, thank
Play
you.
Him up. I'm very excited to bring our next comic to the stage. I haven't known him that long because he is recently of age, and this is an establishment that values that, I think. I hope. I don't know. Anyways, I'm glad he's here. He was at 8 by 8 a few months ago. He's very funny. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Isaac Hirsch, everybody. Isaac, the stage is yours.
Hello. Hi, my name is Isaac Hirsch. A little about me. I'm 21. I'm legally an adult, and I still see a pediatrician. His name is Dr. Brown. I've been seeing him my whole life. And ever since I was about 14, Dr. Brown has asked me, "Are you sexually active?" And obviously each time I've answered no, until last time when I was like, "Yeah! We did it, Dr. Brown!" Finally got some. It was pretty good. I can see why people like this so much. And Dr. Brown said to me, "Congratulations, you're finally a man now, which means you really need to stop seeing me." Then he gave me a lollipop. Here's a fun fact, you guys. Did you know that 1 out of 6 people who climb Mount Everest die? That's not a fun fact at all, but it's true. And unless there's a giant pile of money at the top of Mount Everest no one's allowed to talk about, it doesn't seem worth it to me to climb Mount Everest. Like, best case scenario, you climb Mount Everest and you get to tell people you climbed Mount Everest. And did you guys know you can do that without climbing Mount Everest? It's easy. Watch. I climbed Mount Everest once. It was cold. 1 of my 6 friends died. You'll see these commercials with mountain climbers, and they'll be climbing a mountain really intensely for 20 seconds, and then they'll go like, "I wear this watch," and that's the whole commercial. And like, the message of those commercials is, "Hey, a stupid person wears this watch. You should wear it." That's like having a commercial with a guy going like, "I love playing Russian roulette, and I wear Reeboks. I stick forks in electrical sockets. Eat a Clif Bar." I probably don't need to tell you guys this, but I'm very underweight. My BMI is like 2. People say that it's better to be very thin than to be fat, but I'll tell you one thing fat guys have over people who are as thin as me. Fat guys can pretend that they played sports once. A fat guy can be like, "Yeah, I played football in high school, got scouted by some colleges. That was a long time. That was a long time ago, though." I can't be like, "Yeah, I was a high school basketball star." People will be like, "Yeah, you must have been really good before that famine hit your village." "Where'd you play? Auschwitz High School?" No, guys, it's... All right. I used to work for the Department of Health and Human Services. I answered letters. We got all sorts of letters. One day we got a letter addressed to Department of Health and Human Services or current resident. As if the government would just move one day without telling anybody. But what made my job fantastic was that I specifically answered letters from prisoners, and prisoners write the best letters. The very first letter I ever opened said, "Dear government, I know you've put a microchip in my brain and are controlling my every thought and action. You better take it out or I'm going to go to the media about this." And I wrote back, "Couldn't we just make you not do that?" That's not a very good use of logic, insane person. I expected better of you. I want to tell you guys about my special thing. When I was 8, I discovered masturbation, and I don't mean I read about it or someone told me about it. I mean I thought I was the first person ever to discover this radical thing you could do with your peeing thing. I was a genius, you guys. I was in gifted classes, okay? Now, I called it my special thing because I was 8, and I would just sort of throw myself at the bed for a while until I got tired. That was how it worked, okay? Guy who made the first fire didn't build the perfect fire. All right, I was a pioneer. Now, one night my mom said to me, "Isaac, what you're doing is called masturbation, and it's natural, and it's normal, and you need to close the door first." Hold up. Why does she get to name it? It's my special thing. I discovered it. I get to name it. Anyway, I kept doing it that way for a long time, way longer than I should have, and it led to some interesting misconceptions. For example, masturbation made me thirsty. It was a very strenuous activity, and so naturally, I assumed that sex would make you thirsty as well. Reasonable assumption. So I asked my middle school anonymous sex ed question box, "Why does sex make you thirsty?" And this baffled my sex ed teacher. He was like, why would you? So I had to be the guy who made fun of the person who submitted that way too loudly. I was like, why? What an idiot. Come on, everybody. We all know that only my special thing makes you thirsty. What a fool. clock in my car broke, and it was really expensive to replace, so I just put a sundial on the dashboard. It's been pretty useful. I'll be driving around going, man, I'm running really late. I better turn left. Now it's 3 hours earlier. I don't know how sundials work. I went to a Shakespeare play because I'm classy, and in the program notes, there was an About the Author section on Shakespeare. You know who doesn't need an About the Author section? The most famous man in the world. Doesn't need it. Like, everybody knows about Shakespeare, whether it's from high school English or the LFO song Summer Girls. Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets. All you need to know about Shakespeare. Also, Chinese food made him sick. See, I know how to play to this demographic. Light, funky ones. I think it's weird. Hospitals will advertise all the time. That's very strange because to me, a hospital is the sort of thing that if you need one, you go to the nearest one. Nobody's going, man, what was the name of that hospital I saw on a billboard the other day? I really want them to treat my gunshot wound. Hospitals should just have brutally honest advertising campaigns like, Holy Trinity, you want to live or what? Or, Holy Trinity, you don't have a fucking choice, you're dying. I like participating in internet discussions, who doesn't? I was on my university's Facebook page, and some guy was posting spam links everywhere, and some guy was like, hey, fuck you for posting these. And another guy said, yeah, I bet this dipshit doesn't even go here. And a third guy commented, he doesn't. He should kill himself for posting these. And so I commented, yeah, we should kill all the Jews. And the guy was like, whoa, whoa, I didn't say that. And I was like, yeah, but I did. I'm glad we're all in agreement about this Jew-killing thing. Discussion over. You can't do that on YouTube, though, because people will just be like, he's right! That anti-Semite makes a lot of sense. I don't know. I think obituaries are boring, guys. I think we could improve obituaries. I'll give you an example. You know how in obituaries they'll say that someone died after a long battle with cancer or that someone fought valiantly against leukemia? I think that's great, and we should do that with every obituary. Like, John died after a short battle with a car. Or... Steve fought unsuccessfully against gravity. All right, thanks, guys. My name's Isaac Hirsch.
Isaac, sit down. Very, very good. Thank you for dressing up.
I came from basketball. I was playing basketball. And I smell really bad.
What's your position?
I am a shooting guard.
Are you okay?
No.
Oh.
I'm as good as someone who is 6'1 and weighs like 110 pounds could possibly be. I've hit my ceiling. I'm as good as I can be.
Are you really 110 pounds?
117. Boo.
Wait, are you booing out of jealousy or fear or envy?
You don't want to be jealous of this. Do you know all of the above? This is too skinny. I can't buy pants. I can't find pants that fit
leggings.
Me. Ooh, I don't know.
Are you homophobic? Do we just reveal that you're homophobic, that you don't like leggings? All these people loved you until you just said that.
I don't want to show off what I have.
You don't have to.
Junk-wise. No, I mean, maybe I wouldn't. I don't really know. I've never tried them on.
Does anybody have an extra pair of leggings that Isaac could try on? We're doing a video podcast now. No. You're very funny. Why did you start doing stand-up at such a young age?
Well, I started when I was in high school because they had a comedy night, and it was like a last...
Wait, your high school had a comedy night?
They did. They had a last comic standing competition kind of thing, like once a year, and I remember it very vividly because I did okay, but I lost to a guy who was pretty funny, and then a few years later, I turned on Comedy Central, and there was a Godfrey special, and I was like, I've heard these jokes before. It turns out that guy was only doing Godfrey jokes. I lost to like a Godfrey impersonator. It's like Gallagher 2, but Godfrey 2.
Is that guy still doing stand-up?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know, man. You're really young. I don't know what to ask you without offending you. They like
I know.
You.
I know
they
what,
like you more than me, so I got to tread really lightly. I don't like doing that.
I know who Filter is. Hey, man, nice shot. You know, where do we go from here? My roommate really likes Filter. I don't know. Hey, Gary, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I'm selling you out, but you like Filter, and I don't know why.
Let's sell out more of your friends. Does any... Well, what horrible music do you like?
Okay. Between you and me and everybody who views my Facebook page, I have a deep and abiding affinity for 90s ska. Oh, God. Okay. Hey, I was just really... Cut me some slack. I just did really well up there.
What's your favorite band from that era?
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Boston. Come on.
See, that's not... Wait, stop, stop. That's actually not that bad to like. Like, they're not a bad band. The Boss Tones aren't bad.
Give no, they're good.
Yeah.
I like some bad. I mean, like, the Planet Smashers, they're a ska band from Montreal.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Let's keep going. Keep going on this train of thought.
Animal Chin, named after the famous skateboarding
documentary. Keep going.
Okay. Real Big Fish is okay. I think they're a little overrated in the
of
ska.
Of course.
In the ska pantheon.
Real Big Fish, overrated. Everyone's been saying that for years. Too much critical acclaim for Real Big Fish.
I mean, like, Less Than Jake's fine.
Aquabats
are all right. I like Aquabats.
Travis Barker.
Yeah, he was like there for one album.
Play one of those songs. Well, nothing's gonna top people screaming at the stage ska band. So we should end this interview. People should follow you on Twitter. Where can they follow you?
They can follow me at I B as in boy Hirsch, my last name. All
dude. People are booing your Twitter handle.
Wait, stop.
Wait, Isaac Hirsch is taken.
I don't know. I had
dude. So you went with I middle initial. Last name?
I had to make a Twitter account for an English project in college. So
are you still in? Wait, you're still in college?
It was freshman year.
A Blink-182 song about freshman year.
I don't know anything.
What's
about
my
it.
Age again?
That's about freshman. Oh yeah, that's right. He says that and that. God. I'm sorry. I'm really young.
Don't apologize. Don't let it intimidate you.
Thank you.
Anyone over 25 is yelling, do apologize. And everyone under 25 is saying, don't apologize. You be you. You be you, Isaac. Isaac, are you glad that you did this?
Oh, absolutely. This was fun. I had a good time. Did you guys have a good... Yeah.
Follow him under first initial, middle initial, last name on Twitter. You know you could change your Twitter handle, right?
You can?
Yeah, and you don't lose followers. You maintain everything. Just change the name.
Change the name.
Change the name. Change the name.
Okay. Well,
change
I
the name. Isaac loves ska. That's your new Twitter handle. Isaac loves ska. That's your new Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Isaac Hirsch, everybody. That's the theme from Twin Peaks Sped Up, played by Ian Graham of the great band Blues Traveler. Here in your is that here in your bedroom?
What?
Was it
no,
here?
Superman.
Guys, one of the best things about doing the show in Washington D.C. is you get political figures from around the world that show up in this city all the time. And we have probably the biggest political figure currently in the world here with us. Ladies and gentlemen, hear him out. Please put your hands together for Vladimir Putin, everybody. Vladimir Putin.
Nostrovia.
How are you, Vladimir?
I'm fine. It's a walk in the park.
You did a great...
These days.
Yeah, for you.
We just had Olympics.
Great success,
we
right?
We have a great success. number one medal count in the Olympics. In Russia, we have the skeleton. We have the luge. We have also the ice fucking. We've got the silver medal behind the French because they love... to make ice cock and suck on the ice cock.
But
the Olympics is cutthroat, so it's difficult to win at everything.
You won in the most.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Well, your medal count at Vancouver wasn't nearly as high. I mean, you didn't even make the top three.
That's what I'm saying, right, guys? Okay. I have something. I've been in the news a lot recently.
Besides the Olympics.
And I'm a big fan of mid-tier comedy podcasts from the mid-Atlantic region of the United States. So I want to do a show.
Of course.
Talk to you on the show.
Yes.
But to really talk to you about something that I would like to start to do.
What would you like to start to do?
The art of stand-up comedy.
See, I didn't think... I thought you were going to say start a war.
No.
You want to start doing stand-up.
I'd like to work out a quick 10 for the people
here. Quick 10?
Just a quick, tight 10.
Okay.
For the people in the room.
Even if I wanted to, I don't think I could say no to you, so...
Of course. So...
Do you want to stand up and...
Can you intro me?
Yeah, Ian Graham from the Great Play and Blues... Do you have Blues Traveler in Russia?
In Russia, we have Tattoo.
Yeah.
They're not going to
Wait,
get
Wait, why
us.
Did that get the most applause of the night? Just the idea of the band Tattoo.
In Russia, you can't be real lesbian. You could only be pop teen idol lesbian. So...
Well, on that note, here, you ready to play him on? Yeah. Ian Graham from Blues Traveler. Ladies and gentlemen, he's brand new to the stand-up scene. Without further ado, please put your hands together for Premier of Russia, Mr. Vladimir Putin, everybody.
Okay. Thank you. Please hold your applesauce. Applause. Have you seen Larry Sanders' show? Okay. Okay. How's it going? My name is Vladimir Putin. I'm the premier of Russia. This is my jokes. In Russia, you have Black Sea. In U.S., you have a Black President. Okay, thank you. We're just having fun. Okay. What else is going on? In Russia, you have Kremlin. In United States, you have Kremlin, George, Elaine, and Larry. Okay. Thank you. No, we're just letting it all hang out right now. Having a good night and letting our hair down. Yeah, this is a new one, so if you don't laugh, it's because it's a new one. Okay? This is a new one. In Russia, you have 2.015 trillion GDP. In U.S., you have 16 trillion GDP. Sorry, that was a new one. I'm just working it out. So what else is going on, right, guys? I was the best man at my friend's wedding. And I'm all like, hey, if I'm a best man, why she marry him, right? Okay. But we're just having a good time. Okay. You guys are great. You know, you're getting old. I've been getting old. You know you're getting old when they give you a cake with the one candle. And they say, it's like, you know, hey, you figure it out. You know, it's if you're getting old. Okay. Because, exactly. You want to explain my fucking jokes? You want to get up on this stage? Okay, you want to hear more of the in Russia? In Russia, you have a Russian bear. In the United States, you have a hairy gay man that fuck you real hard in your butt crack. It's called a hot dog. If you have a sex in the butt crack like a titty fuck, but in the butt crack. It's called the hot dog in the buns. That's if you're... I was reading a poem the other day. People are like, Vladimir, why do you always read the poems? So I'm reading a poem, and I say, hey, sometimes the road less traveled is less traveled for a reason, right, guys? Okay, but we're just having fun. Okay. Okay. Okay, you see, in society, you have a men and you have a women. And there are differences. Have you ever observed that there are differences between the men and the women? Have you heard that? Men, they don't care about what's on TV. They only care about what else is on TV. Okay, but we're just having a fun time. Okay. We're letting it all hang out.
Take your shirt off!
My parents, they're getting old, okay? They're getting old. You see, my parents, they don't want to move to Florida, but they turn 60, so they have to move to Florida. That's the law. If you... Okay. But we're just having a fun time. You know, in the newspaper, they say a lot of thing about me. They say... you know, Vladimir is a killer. Vladimir has the biggest cock in the world. They say all these things about me. And what I always say is that it's amazing that the amount of news that happens in the world every day fits in a newspaper. But we're just having fun. We're just, what else is going on? Let's get through this. You know, people, they read the tabloids. You know what I say? People that read the tabloids deserve to be lied to because they're fucking retarded. Let's be honest. Okay, so that's my set.
Awesome. Vladimir Putin, everybody!
I'm waiting on this gentleman.
Yep. We are Sunwolf. Ah, the microphone is giving me lots of shocks tonight, so this will be a fun show.
You ready?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
somebody else that you know would never belong there. Put your trust in somebody else that you know would never belong there. That's about a wretched birthday party. We've all been through them. Thank you very much. Nice to be here tonight. We'll be right back.
loud. We're called Sunwolf. Yeah. Thank you very much for being here tonight.
Thanks
it's
for
fun.
Being
it's fun to play with comedians.
Thanks for being loud.
Well, yeah, well, you know. That was, there's no choice.
Excellent.
Put it
out. Let it out. Let it out.
Jokes. I'm so humorless, but...
You guys kick ass!
Hey! I like that! Come on up here!
Angel Eyes, Tommy.
All right. In Russia, we like to kick ass.
Thank you.
are Sunwolf. We have fine products you can purchase up here. Please, please do.
Sorry.
This is called Push It. Sing along.
Your mic, you brought that mic, so that's fine with me. Hey, you guys are good.
Thank you.